Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show, Love Lighthouse. This is the show that adds love and light to your life. Today, I want to add some sunshine to your life. We finally have some sun. The snow has stopped here in Utah where I'm at, and it has been quite the winter. It's been a record-breaking snowfall for us, and like everybody's just so anxious to have sunshine and some spring. And today is a beautiful day as I'm recording this episode, and it feels like spring outside. Finally, there's a ton of snow left on the ground, but today I feel like we're turning a corner. And so what I want to talk about in this episode is things happening on our planet right now, things happening in our world. And I really want to infuse you with not only some good news, but infuse you with a perspective of sunshine, because really it is a very, very exciting time to be alive on planet Earth. So, you know, a lot of people right now are talking about the economy. There's a lot of doom and gloom. There's always going to be doom and gloom on planet Earth. You're always going to find people that are looking at things that are challenging, and that is where their focus is. And then you have people that are kind of numbed out, right? Just going through the motions where they're cut off and just going, I don't know what's going on and I don't really care. And then you have those people who are much more aware, much more intentional and conscious. And I feel like, you know, at this point, that's kind of the rare few, but that's where I want us to go today, is to look at the things that are happening from a deeper perspective, and to see why it is so exciting to be here right now. And what are our options? I always think about that. Like when I'm coaching with someone and they're telling me about their life, they're telling me about their situation, whatever it may be, I always like to say, okay, well, you know, let's step back from this and let's look at what are the options here. And so, you know, we're hearing a lot of people saying that there's a lot of talk about economy. There's a lot of scarcity perspectives right now of people, even people that do YouTube videos and people that teach. They're talking so much about how our American way is going to be lost forever and that we may never recover from where things are at right now as far as the economy goes. And there's so much fear because we are changing rapidly. Our world is changing so much, and that is so scary for people. But I want to point you to some things in history of things that happened. And at the time, people were so scared of it and they were so afraid, and people were, you know, really resistant in different changes. So let's go to back where there was the Industrial Revolution, where people were switching from hard labor to now having a lot more machines to make things more efficient and to make things quicker and for things to be easier on the body, right? But because machines now could do certain work that people had been doing for so long. And back in the day, people worked from sun up to sundown. It was literally from the moment they woke up until the moment the sun went down, they were working, and hard labor jobs. And then the machines started to come out and people were really threatened by that. And they were afraid. They were thinking about their livelihood and they were scared that they wouldn't be needed anymore. And so many times people were often destroying machines until they finally calmed down and things recalibrated a little bit. And they stopped being so threatened by the change in the Industrial Revolution. And then they adapted to the new way and they welcomed these new machines and they saw that they were able to coexist with them and they were actually able to be helped and supported by this shift, right? Well, so now we are going through a major shift and people are really scared about AI. Now, I know that some of it does feel scary. Some of it does seem crazy. And it is always scary to go through such a massive shift in our lives, but humans can never be replaced. Humans have so much creativity and they have empathy and compassion and intuition and all of those things that make up the human race. It cannot be replaced. And so if we can just calm down and realize that during this shift, in the end, it's going to be a positive thing. It's going to be something that I think people are going to look back on and they're going to realize that they're grateful that things changed so much in our world. I was talking to someone the other day and I was like, hey, look, you're already here. You're already a human on planet Earth. I believe that all of us chose to be here at this exciting time. So you might as well enjoy the ride because we're all going to go through these massive shifts that are happening in what are called the wowing 20s. I think that people are going to look back on this whole decade of the 20s from 2020 out the gate all the way up until 2030. And they're going to look back and we will have said, wow, so many times. And we're just, well, you know, we're underway into the 20s at halfway through 2023, but there's a lot more to come. And I think that our world is going to look so massively different. You know, a lot of futurists have said that our world is going to change more in this decade than in the last previous 100 to 200 years. So there's a lot that's going to happen here, but we get to choose whether it's a miserable go for us, whether we are filled with anxiety and pessimism and angst and feel like we're going to be replaced by AI and we won't have any livelihood or that our economy will never recover, or we're going to enjoy the ride. We're going to realize that we are powerful creators and that we are so much more than this experience that we are going through, and that we are eternal, magical beings who can create our lives. And if you remember that through this powerful time that we're going through in this evolutionary shift, then you're going to be able to create beautiful, amazing things, and you're going to be able to enjoy the ride. So I just wanted to plant that seed today. I want to talk more about this in the future because I think it's such an important time for us to be very intentional, be aware of our magic. And, you know, we got front row seats here as humans to be able to witness the greatest show on Earth or possibly in the universe. And here we are. And many of us are forgetting that this is a good time and this is an exciting time. And so looking at what's happening in the world, I feel like there's a few things to keep in mind. Number one, you are more than just a human here, getting whipped around by planet Earth and politics and all of the things happening in the world. You are so much more than that. You are a powerful creator. So what experience do you want to have? There are some people that I've listened to in the past, and I find them so fascinating and so interesting. And I think they're brilliant, smart, and wise. But then they started going down a path of bringing me to a place where I was feeling a little scared or unsettled about the future. And I had to unplug from listening to those people that I do believe are so brilliant and smart, but I had to unplug from them because I realized that if I am expecting scary things to happen in the world, for me as a creator, that's not the experience and the supportive experience that I want to go on. I've already had enough fear in my life. I've already experienced enough worry, enough fear. I've been there, done that. And I am now in a space of wanting to experience more peace, more joy, more fun, more delight. And so when you catch yourself being on a road of creating things that you might not want to create, then you got to unplug from that. And even if it's somebody that you love listening to and you really look forward to their content and hearing what they have to say, and you believe it is truth, what really is truth? Really, what is truth? Because I believe that there is one fundamental truth and everything else is kind of up for grabs and up for speculation, because that fundamental truth is that you are a part of God, you are a part of the divine, and you are co-creating your life at all times. So you can create a truth in your life and an experience in your life that you don't necessarily want to create, but it is up to you. Because if you're expecting greatness, you're going to get that. If you're expecting fear and terror and horrible things to come into your life, then you're going to possibly at some point witness that and experience that. So that's the first thing, is to become aware of, you know, who are you listening to? What path are you on? And even if they are people that you love dearly or leaders that you feel like are brilliant, then if they're taking you on that path, then unplug. Okay. That's the first thing. The second thing I want you to be reminded of is, in the past, either in your lifetime or in previous lifetimes that you weren't even here and you have learned about different times in history, when there was such a massive change in the world, people resisted that and they were afraid of that. And that's what we're going through again. So just recognizing that it isn't something that you have to choose to have a miserable ride in that change. You can choose to have a fun time. You can choose to be excited and be on the edge of your seats to see like what's going to happen. It's really, really interesting. But even just in our lifetime, look at back in probably the early 2000s, when Steve Jobs came out with the iPod, and people were so upset. Well, even with like that, I think it was called Napster, where, you know, the musicians and record companies were like, oh my gosh, like we're not going to get paid like we've been paid before in the past. And people are going to be able to download, instead of buying our whole entire CD and our whole album, they're going to be able to pay 99 cents for one song. And then eventually, look at all the music. Now you have most likely a monthly subscription. So you've got all the music you could ever have for, what, 10 bucks a month or whatever it is. I'm not really sure, but that's incredible. Are you grateful that that shift happened? Are you grateful that you don't have an entire closet full of CDs, DVDs, VHSs that you have to lug around with you and you have to pay, you know, 30 bucks for, and you like one of the songs, or, you know, you watch a movie one time and then never open that DVD again, right? There's so many things. It's like, yes, of course we like that. Of course we like to be able to pay a monthly subscription for all the movies you could ever want or all the music you could ever want. And what it's doing is it's making it easy for you. It's making it more efficient, right? And when you look back on the old way that we did it, back in the olden days, right? Back in the 1990s, when you had to have actual DVDs, then it's like, oh, that wasn't very efficient. And I wouldn't want to go back to that. So think about that right now during this shift, because I believe that it's not only happening with one area, it's happening across the board. I think that so many systems that have been put in place they're outdated and they're changing rapidly, and such as our educational system and our banking system and our healthcare system, like all of it is all up for innovation, fresh ideas, positive shifts. And of course, there are some things that are going to be negative, but that's the duality that we live in. And that's what makes life interesting. So enjoy this ride, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy spring, get out there and get some sunshine in your life. But more than anything, I wanted to just pop in your ear, give you some seeds of encouragement, because this next year, it's going to be an intense ride with politics and all of that. And I was talking to my daughter this morning. She is so darling. I'm so proud of her. She's in her 20s. She's living her dream. She lives in the Bahamas. And she was telling me this morning, she said, you know, Mom, I literally hardly ever wear shoes. I am like barefoot on the beach every day, because that's what she does for a living. She's a marine biologist, and she's like out doing excursions, and she truly is like Little Mermaid on the beach. But I said, well, that's why you're so happy. That's why you're so full of peace and so happy. And I've been able to witness her just over this last year, the change in her life. And I've been able to watch her settle into this really beautiful place of peace and joy. And she's very, very unplugged from the drama in the world. And we were talking about how she's so grounded, because she's literally, I mean, grounding, I don't know if you know what it is, but it's a thing. It's that connection with the human body with bare feet on Mother Earth. And so whether it's grass or dirt or sand, she is grounded every day, all day long. And those fears and worries that many people are carrying, she's not carrying, because she really is just out enjoying Mother Nature on a daily basis. So that's something you can do. If you're feeling fear, that is something you can do, is ground. And it sounds silly, but it's a very real thing. They've done massive studies on it, and you literally take off your shoes, put your feet in the grass, and let your body relax and stay out of the drama. Because this next year, especially with all of the politics and the elections and stuff, the circus is coming to town, baby. And so stay out of it. Stay out of the drama. Don't fight with your parents about politics. Don't fight with your spouse about politics. Like, to me, with my conversation with my daughter this morning, I was telling her, like, just a year ago, I was watching her get upset about politics and things happening. And now she's got a much higher perspective of what matters. And I was telling her that, to me, right now, looking at politics, it's like when people are fighting over them, it reminds me of like Days of Our Lives. So some of you may or may not remember Days of Our Lives, but it was part of my childhood. And two of the biggest characters were Bo and Hope. Okay. They were my favorite characters when I was a kid. And it's like politics to me is like fighting over whether somebody likes Bo or Hope better, because it's such a clown show. And there's so much, like, unless you personally know that person, what do you really know? Seriously. So some people might get upset about that, but all I'm saying is stay out of the drama. Don't get so heated to where you're ruining relationships over fighting about the circus, because truly at the end of your life, what matters most is love and compassion. And that is how we're going to heal the world. It's not through politics. It's not through putting all of our hope into somebody else. It is one by one by one, people turning up their light, showing up and loving their family and their friends and baking good food and playing games and connecting and setting down the electronics and actually connecting with their loved ones and remembering their own light. That's how we are going to heal the world. And that's how we're healing the world. It's happening right here, right now. So Thanks for being here today. And I hope you have a fabulous week. And I hope you're enjoying this fun roller coaster wild ride of life that we're on right now. Much love to you all. I'll see you next week.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.